Happy Thursday, everybody. It's the Colleen and Bradley Show on My Talk 107.1. Streaming live at MyTalk1071.com. Everything Entertainment. Colleen Lindstrom, Bradley Trainer, who is presently attending a sausage party.
Hey-oh.
And...
You never know.
You're right. We don't know. But you know who we do know would be interested in all kinds of different parties? Armie Hammer.
Oh, you guys, this story!
It keeps on going.
Woof! Okay, Holly, also get ready to play some Magic Fingers in a moment, but before we get to Magic Fingers, here's the deal. Armie Hammer is quickly becoming the star of a disturbing telenovela on social media. By that I mean, over the last couple of days, there have been these like rumors and alleged messages from Instagram that have surfaced that make him out to be some kind of creepy toe sucking cannibal.
Yeah. Can't he's
it wasn't even toe sucking, it was like, I want to cut off your toe and put it in my pocket.
So you'll always be a part of me.
Exactly. So he wants to eat your flesh.
Yes.
That was the story, and we're all just kind of like, ha, look at these silly stories where he's sexually disturbing and slightly cannibalistic. Because that's the world we live in 2021, trying to make light of people eating each other.
So
I don't
weird.
Know.
So
anyway,
so anything's possible in 2021.
That's just kind of out there floating in the pop culture ether, right? Well, now it's having real world consequences, like legit. And that's where I did sort of a record scratch, I'm sure, along with a lot of people, yourselves included, yesterday when I saw this headline. Armie Hammer addressed those alleged DMs and has dropped out of a movie with J-Lo. What? What? So he has literally left a production, a movie for
a
which
job.
A job in 2021, where I don't know if you know this, JOBs can be hard to come by.
You're lucky if you got one.
Right? So he was set to begin production on a romantic adventure comedy known as Shotgun Wedding with none other. Oh my God, Colleen just went down on the Titanic.
Sorry about it.
Her background is the Titanic, and she wasn't in the frame, so it looked like she drowned. I never let go. Shotgun Wedding with Jennifer Lopez. He literally has stepped away from his role.
Okay, I have questions about this. Do you have answers?
I mean, I'll try. I just have the information we have, but what do you want to know?
Like, he stepped away, or he was asked to step away?
Well, okay, so the way that the story is reported is that he stepped away from this role and that Lionsgate is supporting him in this decision to step away from the role. And then he made a statement as to why he was doing this. So let's take the information we know, which is reported by responsible journalistic outlets such as Variety, which is the source of this particular story. He has stepped away from the role of Shotgun Wedding, which was set to film in the Dominican Republic, put a pin in that, and I think for like a month, but he was like, I gotta step away. Why? Quote, this is from Armie Hammer, I'm not responding to these BS claims. He didn't say BS, he said it out loud.
The real word.
Yeah, he said the word. Claims, but in light of the vicious and spurious attacks online against me, I cannot in good conscience now leave my children for 4 months to shoot a film in the Dominican Republic. Lionsgate is supporting me in this, and I am grateful to them for that. So what's interesting is, on the one hand, you have this story, Armie Hammer leaves a film project because of some spurious online attacks and BS claims.
I don't even know what that word means.
But then he also brings his children into it as if his children are a human shield.
Right.
Using his children as an excuse, which is interesting, which is ripe. This whole conversation is ripe for wondering what the bleep's going on.
Yeah.
And when we have a mystery to solve, sometimes we have to take a little trip. And we have to take a trip to the Oracle. And the Oracle for us in the world of pop culture, in this case, is that of Enty Lawyer, a guy who has a little website called crazydaysandnights.net, who writes what we call blind items. Blinded by the item. And look, there's a blind item for this story. Holly, tell us more, because you undug this one.
I undug this one. Well, anti-lawyer put the following up on Twitter. You want me to read the tweet?
Yes, please.
Okay, all right. So this isn't even a blind item. We'll get to that in a second. Yeah. Anti-lawyer tweeted 17 hours ago. He quote tweeted Army Hammer's statement, Bradley, that you just read, and had this to say in response to Army Hammer's quote. The same kids you didn't see for months and months and months while you partied and hired yachters. The children you didn't see for Thanksgiving or Christmas. Those children? Mm. Yeah, use that as an excuse.
Mm. Okay, so Colleen, why don't you translate that?
Well, what he's saying is, your kids were in Grand Cayman with your wife for the better part of the pandemic, and you were gallivanting stateside and didn't make any move to spend any time with them since your marriage fell apart. Mm-hmm. And now you're saying your kids are the reason you're walking off this movie set.
Yeah.
And I think, in other words, what anti-lawyer is saying is, we were born at night, but we weren't born last night.
Yeah, exactly. We have told, and we know this to be true, not just because anti-lawyer said it, because contempt prior to investigation is a futile effort. However, we know, because we've been following this story all summer long and into the fall, that Armie Hammer was not with his children, because his children were with his wife, Elizabeth Chambers, who is on Grand Cayman. Now, recently, he jumped over to Grand Cayman. But what's interesting about that, remember I said earlier in this discussion, this story, if you're just joining us, about Armie Hammer leaving a film role with Jennifer Lopez because of some wackadoodle claims, or are they, on social media?
Well, stick a pin in that. Go on.
So, as I said, the film was supposed to begin in the Dominican Republic. Can you please tell me where the Dominican Republic is in relation to the world?
It's down south way. Down there.
It's down south way in the Caribbean,
in
right?
The Caribbean area.
What else is in the Caribbean area?
The Grand Cayman.
Oh, so maybe, just maybe, you know, Armie Hammer was like, yeah, I guess since I'm on my way to the Dominican, maybe the month before I'll stop off and see my kids before I do this filming for 4 months, mm-hmm. which is why it would make sense that he's in Grand Cayman right now.
Right.
And he had to go through like quarantine and stuff like that because they don't really have COVID down there right now. What does that feel like? So I'm like, yeah, this is like, this plus the blind item slash tweet that we just read indicates to me that like Armie Hammer is doing the very least in terms of being a dad.
Well, you know who he should have a talk with is Brian Austin Green.
Uh-huh. Yeah, for sure.
Because they're doing showy dadding.
Maybe they do.
Mm, that's true.
Yeah. But now, really quickly, so that's all happening. But here's the thing. I'm not responding to these BS claims in light of the vicious and spurious online attacks against me. I cannot in good conscience now leave my children. What does any of that have to do with anything?
Nothing. Mm-hmm. Nothing. What he's doing is throwing spaghetti at the wall to see what will stick. But what he's not doing is confronting the reality of, or the possible reality of, some of the skeletons in his closet. Mm-hmm. Now, is it true that he wants to eat toes? Maybe not. I don't know. But what we think we know from anti-lawyer, from following Armie Hammer for a long time, is that he does have some kinky preferences. And he may be saying that the particular claims that we know about are spurious, but there might be some other ones that nobody's talking about just yet that aren't so spurious, and maybe we're going to get serious about them soon.
You're going to get serious about the spurious?
Yeah.
Yeah, can I just say, it's so obvious. There is, where there is smoke, there is fire. You don't leave a film role because of somebody's cockamamie claims on the internet.
No,
you just
that's
say,
the thing.
You just simply say, I am responding to these BS claims because they're BS, and I wish they would stop because it's very hurtful to me, and I have children. Like, you want to know how to do this correctly? Here's how you do it. again, it's easy to say this from this vantage point, but that's the point, is that as a person who is not invested or connected to any of these people, the image you are putting out there in this statement is that there's something there, because if there weren't anything there, you would do that thing people do,
right,
and say, this is gross and weird. Why is anybody doing this?
Also, who is his representation who let that statement go out? Because that's terrible. You know what I mean? Like, you've got to have somebody on your team that's like, people are going to smell, you know, you're talking about BS, they're going to smell yours.
Yeah. I mean, I just think that statement is weird, because now this thing that sort of everybody, if you go over to social media, people are just sort of poking fun at and using him as a punchline. But like, that kind of stuff goes on all the time. Like, people have these sort of like urban legends about celebrities. And I'm not even going to mention them because, you know, they're just dumb. But that's like a thing that happens. The internet is full of that. You just don't even acknowledge it or go near it, because mm-hmm. if you do, it just lends credence to what they're talking about. So here you had this sort of like weird subdivision of, you know, crazy Army Hammer allegations that the internet was playing around with like a cat toy. And then he shows up and says, I'm not going to talk about this, but I'm leaving my job.
Right. Like, here's the deal. Richard Gere what? Never talks about hamsters.
Gerbils.
Oh, and that's what I meant. Sorry. Gerbils.
Nicolas Cage doesn't talk about fish.
And they certainly don't leave jobs because of hamsters, gerbils, or fish. You know what I'm saying? But you know, Richard Gere, those rumors, those urban legends about Richard Gere have been present and accounted for forever.
Yeah.
The gerbil. Look it up if you don't know what I'm talking about.
I mean, who doesn't know what you're talking about?
I don't know, but I'm just saying, but Richard Gere isn't like tweeting out like these spurious gerbil
claims.
But it's
like, it's like Sammy Davis Jr. is a Satanist. We poke fun at that. One. I don't really think that Sammy Davis Jr. was worshiping Satan. Maybe he was. Maybe he wasn't. But like, if Sammy Davis Jr. showed up, well, A, I'd be really freaked out, because that means
that would be weird.
He probably is a Satanist, because he should not be alive right now. Mm-hmm. But like, in his lifetime, I don't think he would have spent much time worrying about the fact that people kind of thought he'd be like, that's funny, haha. In fact, if that were the rumor, I might show up on occasion. Like, if I were Armie Hammer and these cannibal stories were not true, like patently false, not rooted in any truth whatsoever, I think I would like open up a window or like go walking through a park and snack on like a human hand. Like, but that was made out of chocolate or something, like crunch, crunch, hey. To have fun. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You don't quit your job.
Yeah, it's finger licking good.
Exactly. When we come back on the Colleen and Bradley Show, Elizabeth Reese is going to be joining us with all the dirt straight from Hollywood. It's a dirt alert on My Talk 107.1.